This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, March 5th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. How compatible are sweeping free market reforms and re-election? Johnny Munkhammer, author of the new book, The Guide to Reform, argues that free market reforms adopted just after an election offer the best chance for politicians to reap political benefits. We spoke prior to a Cato Policy Forum yesterday.
It's very difficult to argue to a politician in many cases that good policy is ultimately going to be good politics.
Well, I think that there is a high degree of pessimism surrounding the prospect for actually doing market-oriented reforms. We know that a number of countries have actually managed to do it, and we know that these countries have achieved quite remarkable economic and social results. But then we have the political pessimism. Isn't it too controversial so that we will not get re-elected? And that's indeed the main purpose of my book, to show to politicians and their advisors that there are strong political incentives as well to launch free market reforms, because most of the governments that have actually reformed in most of the OECD countries have actually been re-elected almost at least once, several times in some cases.
Aren't many of the benefits that would be associated with enacting free market policies beyond the range of an election cycle for many politicians?
Well, I think that when I've looked at about the dozen OECD countries, industrialized countries, that launched the most far-reaching free market reforms and had the strongest results, I think there are many strategic conclusions that you can draw from how they actually did it. And one of the things is that they should have a mandate from the electorate to do reforms, because you cannot reform by stealth. And secondly, you should launch the first package of reforms quite soon after the general election, because you will have the best prospects of actually having some of the positive effects in time before the next election. And therefore, reforms should also be quite substantial and not too tiny or watered down, because you need substantial reforms to have substantial results. And that's also a quite strong political incentive to do that.
Perhaps the best counterexample of what you're talking about in the United States is 8 years of President Bush in the White House and 6 years of Republicans controlling Congress with unprecedented growth in federal spending, and then utterly being destroyed at the polls in 2006.
I think that might be possibly evidence that you cannot be reelected forever and be expected to still have the same strong ideas and the same will to change, because power is slightly corrupting always in every country. And you will identify more with the state than with the mission that you're actually on, which means that there is always, even if you can get reelected once or twice after doing substantial reforms, then after that it might be possibly a time for someone else to give it a try. But I think now in the presidential election upcoming here, we have, I think the candidates on the left and the Democratic side, they're very strongly against most free market reforms, and their economic programs would to a large extent be very harmful for the economy. So that's basically a kind of counter-reform which would harm the U.S. But I think that on the other hand, John McCain, who should have had very weak chances of actually becoming re-elected because he's a Republican and the Republican president is so unpopular, he has a very good chance of getting elected. And I think his economic program, particularly concerning spending cuts and free trade, is quite promising, actually.
How possible is it in many countries to run on free market reforms and have any political success?
Well, I think that all the countries, I say that there is a dozen of the 30 industrialized countries that are members of the OECD have actually launched very substantial free market reforms. And in all those cases where the governments were elected and launched reforms and re-elected, they had a mandate. So they told people before the election at least something of what they were actually going to do, and they got a mandate to do it. And I think perhaps one of the most apparent examples is France right now, because France has been seen as the beacon of anti-reform and protectionism of all these countries. And they actually last year elected the reform candidate, Nicolas Sarkozy, against the anti-reformist socialist candidate, Ségolène Royal. And he was very specific about what he was going to do in terms of deregulating the labor market, taking down taxes, etc. And he got a strong majority, and his party got a strong majority in parliament as well. Now it's all up to him and to see what he's actually going to do to use this mandate. And I hope that he will use it, but he was elected. And that's also a bit of a myth, an unfounded pessimism, I would say, concerning the prospects of getting elected on such a platform.
Perhaps the two best examples in the United States of somebody who ran on a very strong market platform would be Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan.
Well, Ronald Reagan surely was extremely successful, both in electoral terms and in economic and social terms. He managed to launch extremely important reforms. And I think the Reagan and Thatcher revolutions, as they're sometimes called, and I think that's quite a correct word to use, because they managed to change the direction of the economic policy in not only Britain and the United States, but also throughout the Western world. The market economy was experiencing a revival, which has more or less continued ever since then. And it also changed their opposition parties, the Labour parties, the Social Democratic parties. They became quite market-oriented compared to what they were before. And I think that their revolutions show the importance of independent ideas, because say what you like about politicians, they're good at many things, but they don't come up with all the policy ideas by themselves. So you need independent universities, independent thinkers, independent institutes to actually shape and provide those ideas for politicians and get them into the party programs, the election programs, etc. And then politicians can adapt those ideas and get into an election. And so independent ideas and definitely well-founded, well-prepared proposals is also very important to be able to do the quick start in terms of reforms.
Johnny Munkhammer is author of the new book, The Guide to Reform. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. For the full policy forum, you can search for market reforms and re-election at our website, cato.org.